Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 39 people were killed, dozens more were wounded early today in an attack on an Istanbul nightclub packed with New Year's revelers. The governor of Istanbul province called the incident a terror attack, and he said that one police officer was among the dead. Turkish police converged on the area around the Reina nightclub, an entertainment spot on the Bosphorus Strait, popular with celebrities and foreigners. Witnesses said as many as 600 people were inside at the time of the attack, and no one has claimed responsibility. President Obama has sent his condolences and directed his team to offer appropriate assistance to Turkish authorities. Iraqi officials say two bombs exploded. It happened in a busy marketplace in central Baghdad. 25 people killed there, at least that many. Authorities say 50 more, or maybe even more, were wounded. They think the death toll could rise. At least one of the explosions was caused by a suicide bomber, and the Associated Press is reporting that the Islamic State claimed responsibility, and they said it involved two suicide bombers. Baghdad has been on high alert since October, when its military started an offensive to retake the jihadist stronghold of Mosul. United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed the ceasefire in Syria that was brokered by Russia and Turkey, but reports from the war zone say the truce is at risk. Syrian rebels say repeated airstrikes by the Syrian government and its Russian allies could scuttle the two-day-old truce. Syrian war has killed nearly 400,000. This is VOA News. As much of the world has already welcomed the new year with fireworks displays, there were parties and festivities. Security has been tight. There was added security in many cities following the December 19 hijacked truck attack on a Berlin Christmas market that left 12 people dead. In New York, where well over 1 million people celebrated the new year, more than 7,000 police were on hand. Other precautions were in place. Carlos Gomez is the New York police chief.
They'll use metal detectors to scan individuals entering the observation areas and pens. We will also deploy our full complement of explosive-detecting canines, the dogs, both at the event and throughout our transit system. Throughout the day and well into the night, detailed personnel will sweep hotels, theaters, and parking garages for potential threats and suspicious packages.
And at the Vatican, Pope Francis brought a New Year's message.
Si può parlare di futuro.
The Pope said, "We cannot speak of the future without reflecting on these young faces and accepting the responsibility we have for our young. More than a responsibility," he said, "the right word would be debt." Yes, he said, "the debt we owe them." In his weekly address, President Obama reflected on 2016, his time as president, and what comes next. He wished everyone the best from him and his family. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump tweeted his New Year's greeting. He wrote, "Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly they just don't know what to do." He ended that tweet with one word, love. Ban Ki-moon has ended 10 years at the helm of the United Nations, lamenting that the fires are still burning in Syria to South Sudan. He said he is proud of the Global Climate Change Agreement and the new UN goals to fight poverty and inequality, and he took a moment to say goodbye to the UN staff.
There is not much for me to say. I have only just two words. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Ban is being succeeded today by former Portuguese Prime Minister António Guterres. Alan Williams, the man credited with discovering the British rock and roll band The Beatles, has died. He was 86. Williams also was the group's first manager, working with The Beatles from 1961 in that era, allowing them to play at his nightclub while he was booking engagements for them in Britain and throughout Europe, including Hamburg, Germany, where the band got its popularity started. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com. We're always available also on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.